Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 through 5. While John was in prison, he heard about the things Christ was doing. He sent two of his disciples to ask him, "Are you the coming one, or should we wait for someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go, report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the gospel is preached to the poor. Or should I look somewhere else?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The three readings this week talk about a few different emotions: surprise, patience, and now, disappointment. In the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 11, we hear that John the Baptist is disappointed. While John was in prison, he heard about the things Christ was doing. He sent two of his disciples to ask him, "Are you the coming one, or should we wait for someone else?" Wow! Talk about disappointment! John had preached that Jesus was the Messiah. John had pointed to Jesus and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John said that this Jesus, the promised Messiah, would destroy his enemies with fire and judge the world with justice. Now, John was in prison for preaching what God's Word said. John was in jail because he had clearly taught what God's Word said. And it certainly seems that John was disappointed in Jesus. If Jesus was the powerful Messiah that John had preached about, where was the justice? Why was John in jail? Why did John suffer for simply doing what God had commanded him to do? Can you imagine how disappointed John felt? You may have felt let down by someone. Maybe there was a time when you were disappointed in what someone did or said. But John is disappointed with God. Jesus gently directs John and us back to his clear word. Our happiness with God doesn't hinge on what he does for us or how he blesses us. Our joy in Jesus is complete because Jesus has done everything that he promised. That's why Jesus points John and us back to Isaiah 35. Jesus says that he is doing and will do exactly what the Messiah said he would do. So there's no reason to be disappointed in Jesus. Go report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the gospel is preached to the poor. Phew! Jesus is the one. We bow our heads and fold our hands to pray. Lord, I confess my disappointment. My heart wants things to happen on my schedule and in my way, yet just like John, you direct me back to what you promised to do. You have brought your gospel to me, and your certain word has promised me forgiveness. Grant that I am never disappointed in this truth. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.